In the shimmering depths of the ocean lived a young mermaid named Aria. Unlike her sisters, Aria spent her days exploring shipwrecks and dreaming of the world above the waves. Her father, King Triton, often cautioned her about the dangers of the human world, but Aria's heart longed for the unknown. One evening, while Aria swam near the surface, a storm erupted. Amid the chaos, Aria spotted a human ship struggling. She saw a young man, Prince Elias, thrown overboard. Without hesitation, Aria dived into the waves, pulling the unconscious prince to shore and laying him gently on the sand. As dawn broke, Aria gazed at Prince Elias's face, her heart fluttering with feelings she couldn't name. She whispered a soft song of hope before retreating into the waves as humans approached. Back in her underwater kingdom, Aria couldn't shake the memory of the prince. Aria sought out the Sea Witch, a cunning sorceress known for granting dangerous wishes. "I want to be human," Aria declared. The Sea Witch warned her of the painful price. Every step on land would feel like walking on glass, and if the prince did not love her, she'd vanish into sea foam. Despite the risks, Aria agreed and drank the potion the Sea Witch gave her. Pain seared through her body as her fins split into legs, and she collapsed on the shore, human but silent. Prince Elias found her there, intrigued by her beauty and kindness, though puzzled by her silence. Elias brought Aria to his castle, and they spent their days together exploring the kingdom. Aria's laughter, expressed through her eyes and gestures, enchanted him. Yet, Elias spoke often of the mysterious girl who had saved him, unaware it was Aria herself. As weeks passed, the prince announced his engagement to a neighboring princess, believing her to be his rescuer. Aria's heart shattered. The pain was unbearable, but she loved him too much to interfere with his happiness. On the eve of the wedding, the Sea Witch appeared to Aria. The Sea Witch offered Aria a dagger, saying, "Kill the prince before sunrise, and you can return to the sea." Tears streaming down her face, Aria crept into Elias's room, the dagger trembling in her hand. But as she gazed at him, she realized she could not harm the man she loved. Instead, Aria kissed his forehead and fled to the shore. As the first rays of sunlight touched the horizon, Aria felt her body dissolve into sea foam. But her love and sacrifice had not gone unnoticed. The spirits of the air, moved by her purity, gave her a new form as a guardian spirit. As a guardian spirit, Aria could now watch over Elias and his kingdom, her love eternal and undying. Elias, sensing her presence in the gentle sea breeze and the songs of the waves, often stood by the shore, his heart heavy with an inexplicable ache. Elias never forgot the girl with the silent voice who had changed his life forever. And so, Aria's love transcended the boundaries of land and sea, reminding all who heard her tale of the beauty of sacrifice and the power of staying true to oneself.